And this overcount, you know, it has significant implications. You know, most obviously is the fact that revenue sharing amounts are based on faulty population estimates. You know, they're going to be inaccurate. And these inaccurate counts also impact public and private decision-making about markets and strategies.
Whoa. So were the overestimates uniform across Florida's counties?
No. They're just all over the place, Nicole.
Oh, boy. Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, sure. You know, interestingly, there were substantial variations in undercount and overcount, particularly here in Central Florida. Population was undercounted in Orange, Osceola, and Lake, and overcounted in Seminole, Volusia, Polk, and Sumter. And the biggest overcount was at the Villages in Sumter County, where the estimate was 7% higher than the actual count.
Huh. Why are these overcounts and undercounts for counties so important?
Well, first, these errors result in mistakes in revenue sharing. You know, undercounting in Orange, Osceola, and Lake means that the state of Florida underpaid these counties in revenue sharing for a number of years. And the overcounting, by contrast, in Sumter, Polk, and Seminole means they were overpaid. You know, and all kinds of other state and federal programs distribute money in whole or in part based on population counts. And finally, you know, with bad population counts or inaccurate population counts, public and private planning and decision-making are affected.
Just out of curiosity, is there ever an adjustment for this undercounting and overcounting and the revenue sharing that's based off it?
No. So it's important to get it right, you know?
Okay, now we've talked about the total population counts, but the census reports also included some new info on the demographic and the racial composition of the state and counties. What stood out to you in these data?
You know, there were big changes over this decade in the demographic and racial makeup of the state, and very significant changes in some Central Florida counties, Nicole.
Well, let's start at the state level. What were the changes there that stood out to you?
Well, for example, the percentage of white-only dropped from 58% in 2010 to 51% by 2020, with the Hispanic population share rising to 26% from 22% in 2010. So those are big changes, and the numbers themselves were big. The Hispanic population increased by 1.5 million. The African-American population increased by 250,000, but the white-only only increased by 200,000 over the decade, Nicole.
Now, how about here in Central Florida?
Yeah, these changes were even more dramatic. You know, as was true for the state, there was a big surge in the Hispanic population. That's the dominant factor. But for Central Florida, much of this increase is the continuing in-migration from Puerto Rico, along with movement of Hispanics from other Florida counties primarily. And the changes in some counties were dramatic. So, for example, in Orange County, the Hispanic population grew by 165,000, but the white-only grew by only 5,000, and our African-American population grew by 40,000. And consider Seminole County. The white-only population numerically declined, not percentage-wise, numerically declined by 16,000. The Hispanic population grew by 35,000, and the African-American population grew by 6,000. So there are dramatic changes across almost all of the Central Florida counties.